The Nebraska legislature moved forward Thursday on improving the state's youth rehabilitation and treatment centers and investigating a controversial contract for child welfare services. And senators engaged in a spirited debate about racism and the meaning of certain words. The state's youth rehabilitation and treatment centers, which serve young people who've committed violations like assault or burglary, are in flux. The administration of Governor Pete Ricketts and the legislature are discussing how they should be structured and where they should be located in the future. One thing lawmakers agree on is the youth sent there need to continue to receive an education. A bill advanced Thursday says juveniles committed to the YRTCs are entitled to education equivalent to that in regular public schools in the state. Senator John Arch, chair of the Health and Human Services Committee, explained the reasoning.
We felt as though, and Department of Education, DHHS agreed, that we need to increase that focus on the educational experience of those youth, and that it not be an afterthought because, of course, once they have successfully completed the YRTC program, they are put back into schools, and we want to give them a much better chance of being successful when they go back to school.
The bill advanced on a vote of 34-0. Also Thursday, Speaker of the Legislature, Senator Mike Hilgers, announced that Senators Justin Wayne and Mark Coulterman, members of a special committee formed to investigate the state's contract with St. Francis Ministries for Child Welfare Services, would work with the Health and Human Services Committee on the investigation. Hilgers described the move as a way to jumpstart the investigation without waiting for the special committee to get up and running. It also has the effect of re-involving Senator Michaela Kavanaugh in the investigation. Kavanaugh sponsored the resolution to create the Special Investigative Committee, but was left off when its members were selected and has been slowing the work of the legislature this week in protest. And fallout continued Thursday from remarks made by Senator Mike Groney the day before. Groney had drawn flack for criticizing the quality of the University of Nebraska, but he also drew criticism for his choice of words. During debate on a student journalism bill Wednesday, Groney praised Senator Mike Flood for starting an underground newspaper in high school and then following up his interest as an adult by founding News Channel Nebraska. Here's how Groney put it.
He got upset he couldn't write what he wanted. The system works. So he created his own underground newspaper. And he had created such a passion within himself. He is a media mongol, at least in Nebraska standards, now.
Later Wednesday, Groney corrected himself, adding in a few more words.
Some people thought I called him a mongrel. Some people called him a mongol. And I thought I called him a mogul. But after discussing with him, I think he qualifies for all three. I think he's got mixed heritage, so that qualifies him as a mongol or a mongrel. And he is aggressive, so that does qualify him sometimes as a mongol. So anyway, whichever compliment you wish to take, Senator Flood, I'm in them all.
Thursday, Senator Matt Hansen criticized Groney's choice of words.
Senator Groney, among other things, used the term Mongol, which is a slur against people with Down syndrome that has ties to anti-Asian racism. And he used that on the floor of this body, just casually, as if it was not what I just described it as. He used another slur as well.
Senator Julie Slama leapt to Groney's defense.
Speaking in defense of Senator Groney, when Senator Chambers was on the mic in the last biennium talking about raping me on the floor of the legislature, yes, he talked about raping me on the floor of the legislature. Senator Groney was one of the very few members of this body to get up and stand up for me.
Slama was referring to an incident last year when former Senator Ernie Chambers talked about how people would react if he, as a black man, raped Slama, who's white, compared with what they think of Thomas Jefferson, who fathered children with one of his slaves, Sally Hemings. Groney continued the exchange, talking about how he sometimes mispronounces words. He said his definition of the word Mongol means simply someone from Mongolia, and he put a positive cast on the word mongrel as well, tracing it to his roots in a mixed ethnic area of eastern Nebraska.
Let me tell you where I come from, growing up in the Bohemian Alps with the Irish and the Germans and Bohemians and the Polish. Intermingled and became a mixing pot. We laughed that we are mongrels and damn proud of it.
Senator Michaela Kavanaugh argued that just because some people accepted the terms doesn't mean they should be used in the legislature.
We are the leadership in this state and we represent our constituents, and it's not appropriate to use racial slurs even if half of the body or more is comfortable with those slurs and doesn't find them offensive.
For his part, Flood said he knew what Groney was trying to say and took it as a compliment.
He was saying media mogul, which I have the debt of a mogul, and so I figured I might as well be a mogul. And as somebody who comes in from the radio business, I know when I started in the business, I could never say congregational church when I was reading the funerals. I always said congressional church. And there are some words out there that you interchange those letters.
Hansen concluded the exchange saying he didn't want to delay the legislature from getting to other business while suggesting the issue won't go away.
I don't necessarily want to be a thorn. I don't necessarily want to intentionally gum up the wheels. I'm not planning on doing some of the other tactics and maneuvers to force you to listen or force you to attend, because a lot of my comments today have been directed to the public. I am disappointed that we as a body apparently are just not going to come together to condemn pretty contemptuous behavior, and I hope the state of Nebraska, the people of Nebraska, hold us accountable over this weekend.
Lawmakers have now adjourned for a 4-day weekend and will return to work on Tuesday. For NET News at the Capitol, I'm Fred Knapp.